We were reading yesterday from Colossians 2:13, where it says, "In you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." And then it says in verse 14, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." Now, we talked about yesterday the handwriting of requirements, and if you missed it, you can download it at heisalive.net. But when it says wiped out, it is the picture or the metaphor of someone anointing. Someone anointing. So there was an anointing that comes from the power of the cross that cleanses us from our sins. Basically, anoint means to smear on. When I polish the furniture with Pledge or whatever furniture polish I'm using, I'm actually anointing the furniture. When I'm cleaning my countertops off, I'm anointing my countertops. Literally, it means to rub in, to smear in. I anoint my face with makeup every morning. I'm smearing it on my face. Well, that smearing was the anointing, a metaphor, anointing the sentence. In other words, it was nailed to the cross, and the power that's in the blood of Jesus had power, had the anointing to break every yoke, to destroy every yoke, and to remove every burden. When you're born again, it's as if you had never sinned. It's erased. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far all of your transgressions has been removed from you. But it gets even better. It says in verse 15 of Colossians chapter 2, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public show of them openly." That word "show" means, it literally means to display or expose something, to make a public spectacle. And he did it openly. And that word is used in the New Testament, meaning confidence and boldness. In other words, when Jesus rose from the grave, there was no silence in heaven. My God, the rejoicing, the power, the victory, it was done in boldness because Satan had been made a fool of. Praise God forevermore. What are you facing today? What are you going through? Jesus has the keys, according to Revelation 1:8. He has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. There's nothing that's impossible for the God that we serve. He is an everlasting God. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He was dead, but he is alive forevermore. And there's freedom in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Receive him today.